Welcome back.
Welcome back, listeners.
I was talking off the air with Todd the God, our producer behind the glass. We were kind of making fun of some of the old-time radio people that just got puke in their mouths. Good stuff. We don't do that here at the Master Revolution, but what we do is we talk to cool people. And we've got Mandela Barnes here. Oh, my God. Again, thank you. Fun fact about Mandela here. We're both born in December of 1986, so we're pretty much related. I think that's how that works. That's about as good as, yeah, very close.
Hey, astrologically.
That's right, yeah. So I want to ask, we're looking to the future, looking at kind of what happens, coming up. There's going to be a big change with Wisconsin Democratic politics. Ben Wickler stepped down. That's going to suck, hey. What happens next?
I'll tell you, Ben has done wonders for the party. I think the most important thing Ben did was lay a foundation for the party.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, there are, you know, some folks who are able to step in. You know, okay. I've worked with Pecky for a long time.
Who is that? Cut out.
His name is Joseph. Oh, shoot.
Oh, there you are. You're back. All right. What was the name of it?
Oh, I'm not sure what just happened.
That's okay.
Joseph Pecky. So
Okay.
He's a comms guy.
All right.
Like him a lot. Known him for a while. Devin Rimmer, who was ED for Ben for some time. He's running as well.
Okay.
It's going to be, and there are some other folks who are running too, if I'm not mistaken. Those are the two that I know, that I know the best. So, look, it's going to be a make or break period for the party.
Yeah.
But also, I want people to realize too that, this was something that we hadn't ever had before with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And so we were lucky in a sense, but it also should make us, realize how much or how important it is to make sure that the not just the party is strong, but the party apparatus, the organizations that are doing the independent work, the organizers. And I do think that infrastructure is in place now. Okay. It is important to keep that infrastructure up. It's also important to continue to focus on that outside organizing as well.
Yeah. And I think, there's good people there that can step up and
do it. Yeah, I've known Joseph Pecky for quite some time. He was helpful to me, during my primary. He was a person, who I do a lot of work with him. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. What's Ben going to do, do you think? Do you know?
I don't know. And I'm like, every day I stop myself from asking. Because I know how it feels. Like everybody
I'm gonna ask you.
What's next for you? What are you doing next?
And right.
I know how stressful that question is.
Yeah.
And so like every day I have to look at my phone and not text him that.
I know. And it's funny, I sent him like this long thank you. And it was heartfelt and he responded back. And then I thought I was texting my employee chat with my guys. And I was like, hey, is anyone moving that 17 edge? And then Ben Wickler is like, what? And I'm like, oh my God. I was freaking texting him. And I'm like, that's good. Thanks, man. You're great. Oh, no problem. Hey, what that edge? Oh my God. It's very embarrassing. Good, clean fun. So there's talk that Wisconsin can flip the assembly and Senate. Is that realistic?
It is realistic. I will say, full transparency, I would say the Senate is more likely. But again, given how substantial that victory was this past spring, if it's an indicator of people's feelings and thoughts, not just about Donald Trump, but about Republicans who are governing the state right now, it could be a clean sweep, especially if they keep at it. In the direction that they're going with this level of uncertainty, with this level of chaos, with this what feels like wholly intended disruptions of our democracy. There's no way that the people of the state of Wisconsin are going to accept things like this for so long. We've already demonstrated our opposition to the way Donald Trump is handling affairs in this state, the way Elon Musk is handling affairs in this country, or excuse me, I said Donald Trump in this state, Donald Trump in this country and Elon Musk in this country. And regardless if he's out, the damage is still done. Mm-hmm. And this isn't damage that is one, easy to rectify, or two, easy to forget.
Right. And I'm going to talk to you about that in just a little bit, because you have unique experience working with that administration, or trying to, I guess. But there's another guy that I want to know, you know, what is he going to do? Your buddy, Governor Evers. What is he doing?
During the presidential race, like, I saw the governor active in ways that I had never seen.
I know. Before. Yes.
He was on the bus tour traveling across the country to governors. Like, this dude's got
he's motivated.
He's got, I don't know, he took a shot of something. Uh-huh. It was good to see. Really good to see. And also, I mean, as of late, he's been more active in calling out the Trump administration. He's been more active. And I think there's a lawsuit that's been filed. There's just a number of things. Like, he's been much more outspoken. Yeah. The budget that was introduced earlier this year does feel like a reelection budget. So yeah. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a couple months. And that's on me. I do owe him a call. But another thing where we're on the phone, I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, I know.
And so that is the reason why I haven't, we talk regularly. The reason I haven't called is because I am going to ask him, and I would rather not ask.
Right.
Because, you know, it's a decision he's got to make either way. But it does feel like he's got a little bit of pep in his step in some ways, you know, more than he had in 2018.
Well, yeah. And we're talking with former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. I think also it is an exciting, idea that, hey, if he has one of the branches of government, holy crap, we might actually get some stuff done.
There is the prospect. And, you know, if I'm him, I will run again.
Hell yeah.
Having spent, 8 years with a legislature that was hell-bent on, seeing you fail.
They're kicking you in the teeth.
Versus, the potential to have at least one branch of legislature, if not both.
Yeah.
No, that the prospect would be too appealing to just walk away.
Right. And I think he's very popular.
He remains popular.
Right. And I think that would be. Yeah. You'd want to. It sucks because it's like, do you retire and kind of go off into your thing? And that's a tough decision. Yep. But I hope that he does stick around. We got just a little bit left. When we come back, I want to talk about, we kind of teased it a little bit, your experience. Where are we as a country? You were on CNN and you said some, you didn't mince words. And I want to revisit some of the things that you said, because that kicked ass and it was great. We got Mandela Barnes here on the Rational Revolution. We'll talk about that right when we come back.